L'kavod HaRav Lev Shlita. Throughout the year, there are many times when one should fast. I remember hearing in a shiur something about how there's a fast day that's not so clear why it's done. But in the shiur, the Rav said something about how the fast is in commemoration for Peter from Christian theology, because one of them infiltrated Christianity in order to change it and make it different from Judaism. So at surface, it seemed like he was helping the Christians, but really he was being involved in Christianity, an undercover agent. L'shem Shemayim, to make it different from Yiddishkeit. Then when he died, the fast was made for him. But since the Chachamim didn't want everyone knowing about this, they didn't say who the fast day was for. Sorry the question was so long, but I wanted to know if you heard anything about this, and if so, if you knew anything more to add. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Well, the truth is, there are medrashim that are very questionable whether their sources are reliable, that are found in the Sefer Beis HaMedrash that was published by Aaron Yelenik in the fifth portion of that Sefer. There is what's called Medrash Shimon Kefa, and also in the there's a second version there, and third version also in the sixth portion of that Sefer. It's called Medrash Shimon Kefa. And in there it says what this Rav said, that Shimon Kefa, who was known as Peter, he was called Shimon Kefa because he built the Basilica in Rome, and he was supposedly the first pope. And that's St. Peter's Basilica. And he locked himself in that tower and basically learned Torah, and supposedly, according to these medrashim, gave instruction to the early Christians, who were a Jewish sect, a messianic sect, to separate them from Judaism completely. He gave them instruction in order that they should be no longer be a threat to Jews, and separate completely from Judaism in order not to confuse people who would follow them and think that this was authentic Judaism. And they called him Peter because alternately he exempted them from all of the Torah, and also he exempted the Jewish people and freed them from the influence and the danger of the early Christians. Whether this medrash is reliable or not is not clear. From historical sources, Peter was the epistle to the Jews, and he tried to make Jews leave Judaism and join Christianity. And in that respect, he was a Rasha and not an undercover tzaddik. The fact that the ninth day of Teves, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Pei, it says that there's a fast day on the ninth day of Teves, and it's not clear what that fast day was for. However, our sources say that fast day, the Kolbo says, was for Ezra HaSofer, who died on the ninth day of Teves. If this rabbi has some source that fast day, which the Shulchan Aruch says is not clear why it's a fast day, was in fact in commemoration for this Shimon Kefa, who, according to these medrashim, brought down in the Beis HaMedrash, there may be such a source. Again, all of this is very questionable whether it is reliable or not. There is even a source that this same Shimon Kefa was a paitan. He made up many of the poems and the liturgical poems for Yom Kippur, and even according to one source, he composed Nishmas. Again, the sources that bring this down are themselves very questionable.